So I wish to thank all the devotees in Punjabi Bagh for giving me this opportunity. Not only devotees are here in the temple room, but the devotees are outside also hearing through the internet. So I know many people who regularly plug into Punjabi Bagh class, Bagh morning, Bhagavatam class. So these are not the only people, there are many other people outside listening to Punjabi Bagh Bhagavatam. I also thank them. Today we have Shripad Madhvacharya's appearance day also. He will try to speak something about that also. Also it is Vijayotsava, Ramachandra Vijayotsava. So this is the day that Ramachandra defeated Ravana. He also came back today? After 1 month. Okay. So this is the day he defeated Ravana, right? The 10-day war, the end of the 10-day war. So it's a very significant day, Madhvacharya's appearance day. So we will try to speak a little bit about these different aspects. So we'll, so I'll speak both in Hindi and English as it goes on. So my suggestion is, so that everybody knows, sir.
ये श्लोक लिखा है जो बोर्ड पर वो हमारे पीछे मिलेगा. अतएव त्रियुग करे कहे विष्णु नाम, कलयुग अवतार नहीं शास्त्र ज्ञान. अनुवाद अनुवाद होता है श्री प्रभुपाद जी के द्वारा. श्री प्रभुपाद की, भगवान विष्णु का एक नाम त्रियुग है क्योंकि कलयुग में उनका अवतार नहीं होता. यह प्रमाणिक शास्त्रों का निर्णय है. तात्पर्य, पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान विष्णु त्रियुग कहलाते हैं, जिसका अर्थ यह है कि वे तीन युगों में प्रकट होते हैं. किंतु इसका अर्थ यह है कि कलयुग में भगवान प्रत्यक्ष रूप से नहीं अपितु छद्म रूप से प्रकट होते हैं. इसकी पुष्टि श्रीमद् भागवत में हुई है. इत्थम नितिर यज्ञ ऋषि देव शावतारे लोकान विभाव विभाव यसी हंसी जगत प्रतिपान धर्मम महापुरुष बासी युगानुवृत्तम छन्नम कलो यद भवस्त्री युग थो सत्वम. हे प्रभु, आप मनुष्यों, पशुओं, देवताओं, ऋषियों, जलचरों इत्यादि के परिवारों में विविध अवतारों में विश्व के सारे शत्रुओं का वध करते हैं. इस तरह आप दिव्य ज्ञान से लोगों को प्रकाशित करते हैं. हे महापुरुष, कलयुग में आप कभी कभी प्रचंड अवतार के रूप में प्रकट होते हैं, इसलिए आप त्रियुग कहलाते हैं. श्री श्रीधर स्वामी ने भी पुष्टि की है कि कलयुग में भगवान विष्णु प्रकट तो होते हैं, किंतु तब वे अन्य युगों की तरह कार्य नहीं करते. भगवान विष्णु दो उद्देश्य से अवतरित होते हैं, परित्रणाय साधुनाम विनाशाय चतुष्कृताम. अर्थात वे अपने भक्तों के साथ लीलाएं करने और असुरों का संहार करने आते हैं. ये उद्देश्य सत्य त्रेता तथा द्वापर युगों में दिखाई पड़ते हैं, किंतु कलयुग में भगवान वेश बदल कर प्रकट होते हैं. वे प्रत्यक्ष रूप से असुरों को मारकर श्रद्धालुओं को संरक्षण प्रदान नहीं करते. चूंकि कलयुग में भगवान का प्रत्यक्ष दर्शन नहीं होता, जबकि अन्य तीन युगों में वे प्रत्यक्ष रूप से जाने जाते हैं, अतएव उनका नाम त्रियुग है.
So even though we can say many things about Shripad Madhvacharya's teachings, Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes La Chaitanya saying that there are nine principles in the Gaudiya Sampradaya also, in Madhva Sampradaya also, and most of the principles are derived from Madhva Sampradaya's, you know, principles. So we'll just read those nine principles and then we'll go on to the lecture. One thing we may know is that it is said that Shripad Madhvacharya serves as Madhavi Gopi in Radha Govinda's eternal Vrindavana pleasure pastimes. So many people may not be aware of this, that he is also participating in the Radha Govinda's pastimes. So as Madhavi Gopi. So we'll read just those principles quickly and then we'll go on. Bhagavan Sri Krishna alone is the supreme absolute truth, one without a second. 2. He is the object of knowledge in all the Vedas. 3. The universe is real, Satya. 4. The differences between Ishvara, God, Jiva, soul and matter are real. 5. Jiva souls are by nature servants of the Supreme Lord Hari. 6. There are two categories of Jivas, liberated and illusioned. 7. Liberation. Moksha means attaining the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. In other words, entering an eternal relationship of service to the Supreme Lord. 8. Pure devotional service to Krishna is the only way to attain this liberation. 9. The truth may be known by pratyaksha, direct perception, anumana, inference or logic. Shabda, spiritual sound or Vedic authority. So, he laid the foundation for pure devotion. Before that, Shankaracharya was preaching impersonalism. Impersonalism is practically atheism, Nastikva. There is nothing to appreciate in impersonalism. Actually, it supports modern scientist view also, that matter is everything. And the God form is also material. So then they can go on to create so many things, worship of demigods and so many things there. Too much of confusion they create. Acha, very good. Okay. In Isoparishad, Mantra 12. Andam tama pravishanti ye asambhuti mupasate tato bhuya iva te tamo yayu sambhutyam pratha. So, I'll just read the translation and if you wish, you can translate it. Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance. And still more, so do the worshippers of absolute. So, this will require some explanation. Generally, worshipping of absolute is considered appropriate. Satyam param dhimahe. So absolute, the word absolute is generally considered acceptable. But in Isopanishad, what kind of an absolute is? And makes you, even if you worship that type of absolute, you will enter into darkness. Generally speaking, if you worship Brahma, it is considered okay, generally speaking. But the way the Mayavadis interpret absolute, that is worse than worshipping demigods. Worshipping demigods is bad enough. But the way Mayavadis explain absolute, that is worse than worshipping demigods. So, their concept of Brahma and our concept of Brahman is different. They only know Nirguna Brahman. They only know. But which Brahman we worship? And better than that. But you have to use the word Brahman. If you use Supreme Personality of Godhead, you use Brahman. Who do we worship? We also worship absolute. They call him Brahman. And Prabhuji says Saguna Brahman, or they call him Nirguna Brahman, Prabhuji says Saguna Brahman, he says Param Brahman, and then what else? So there is one other Brahman. And Prabhupada gave one devotee that name. That is different. Purna Brahman. It's already absolute. There is a complete absolute and incomplete absolute. Yes. Their Brahman is incomplete. So only as Nirguna. So Saguna Brahman is just to defeat that concept of Nirguna Brahman. So that means what? Nirguna is not there? When we say Saguna, so that means we are denying Nirguna. So we say, yes, Saguna is also there, Nirguna is also there. Because Jiva is also called Brahman. You know that? Jewels also fire. Therefore you said Parabrahma. What? Yes, therefore to distinguish. Yes, but Parabrahma is to distinguish from the Jiva Brahma, right? So therefore the concept of Purna Brahma is just as good as Bhagavan. The concept of Purna Brahma is as good as Bhagavan, because it includes Leela. Nama Rupa Guna Dama Leela. That is why it is Purna. What? That's why it is. So the word Bhagavan and the word Purna Brahman, they stand on the same level. Because there is nothing lacking in Purna Brahman. Everything that is in absolute truth in the feature of Bhagavan is also there. Therefore, to distinguish from Mayavadi's concept of absolute, this Purna Brahman is given. So I was quite surprised that there is something called Purna Brahman. So that is to defeat the concept of impersonalism. Impersonalism is nothing but atheism. And matter is the reality. Ultimately, God doesn't exist. And he has to enter the matter to make himself visible. But the funny thing is, they say matter is unreal. But whereas Madhvacharya has said the creation is real, satya. So Madhvacharya laid a very strong foundation. So impersonalism is not at all a concept in Gaudiya Sampradaya, because we have no time for that. What? We have no time for, even if Krishna is Nirguna, we have no time for that. We are so absorbed in the Leela, we have no time for his Nirguna pastimes. So, Prabhupada gives, even though the material creation is real, for devotees, it is not something to appreciate. Devotees don't appreciate material creation much. It is meant for non-devotees. Why devotees don't appreciate? So Prabhupada gives a very good example here. Even though one may rise to the highest planet, Brahmaloka, one has to come back again. But if someone attains to me in the spiritual world, he doesn't have to take birth again. Sri Upanishad suggests that one remains in the darkest region by hovering over the material planets, moving around, up and down the material planet. It is darkest. Whatever his means may be, whether you do by mechanical process or you become a yogi, you go to different planets, come back again, Abrahma, Bhuna, Loka, Punaravarti, no. So it is all darkness. The whole universe is covered by gigantic material elements, just like a coconut ball, half filled with water, just like the oceans are there, like inside the coconut, the oceans are there, half filled with water. So this material planet is half filled, 3/4 filled with water. It is airtight. The coconut is so nicely covered, there is a hard shell. Outside there is a shell with fiber. No drop of water can enter inside, not air can enter inside. It is so tightly covered. The coconut is so tightly covered. So I say the material planet is so tightly covered. Therefore, we need sun and the moon. Therefore, we need. The sun is shining, but actually it's a miserable place. Even though it's a miserable place, Krishna has made it possible, livable. It's a miserable place, dukkhalaya mashashvatam. But Krishna has made it possible to live in the miserable place. But nothing to glorify. There is nothing to glorify this creation. Therefore, planets like sun and the moon are required to illuminate inside the universe. Outside the universe, there's a vast expansion of unlimited Brahma Jyoti space full of Vaikuntha Lokas. So the real place to live is outside this material creation, not inside. That is the real place to live, but we don't know. Most of the people, they saw this city culture is so much deep in our heart. Once we buy a plot, once we build a house, we become so attached to the city. Become so attached. Griha. Griha means you are attached to your home. Kshetra means you are attached to your city, your town. Griha, Kshetra, then family, then friends, then money. Griha Kshetra Sutta Apta Vitte Janasya Mohoyam Aham Amiti. So you are imprisoning yourself. What are you doing? You are? It's called Asha Bandha. What? And what is the reason for Asha Bandha? It says Asat Trishna. What? Asat Trishna means? Griha Kshetra Sutta Apta Vittai. Right? My city, my right. What? What they say? My city. Nowadays newspapers have a big campaign. How to keep the city free from garbage? How to keep the city free from potholes? It's a big campaign. Lead India. What? They choose people everywhere, here and there. Something which is actually neglected by the Lord as useless is glorified by human beings. Because they follow impersonalism, because they are atheists. So we are spending, how many crores we are spending to build this metro? Any idea? Anybody knows how many crores are being spent for the metro? It's going on at least for the last 3 years, isn't it? And it may go on for another 3 more years. So how many crores are being spent for the metro? 5,000 crores, maybe more. Nobody knows. Where do you live? You don't live in Delhi? Maybe you don't live in Delhi. Why is so much endeavor? For what? It's a place of darkness. Asatoma? Tamasoma? So we should be endeavoring to do what? And so many people studying engineering so that they can keep the metro going. But going where? Going where? It's nothing but a ring road. You come back to the same place. What? You come back to the Punaravartino Arjuna. What? Krishna has a bigger ring road from all the way to Brahmaloka and back. What? It's a bigger ring road. It is a? All the way to Brahmaloka and back again. So Prabhupada says, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your human energy? But impossible to understand what Prabhupada is saying. Impossible. Because we are bound by Asat Trishna. That which has nothing to do with Krishna. That's what we want to work for. Not connected to Krishna. Asat, nothing to do with Krishna. So this Trishna never ends. And it binds you more and more. It binds you. Right? Ye bandhan toote na. What? Ye bandhan. What's the point? What's the point? Ye bandhan toote na. Actually, in Varnashram Dharma, there are some concessions. You can be a father, you can be a mother, you can be a husband. But ye bandhan toote na na ovalali. Yeah? Some concession is there in Varnashram because you are on the slow track. You are on the slow track. But it's not the meaning of bandhan toote na. Because this thought is also Asat Krishna. If Krishna is missing, that Varnashram Dharma is also Asat Krishna. So that also binds you more and more. It is not that you have to be Hiranyakasipu or Ravana. You can be working in some MNC, but nevertheless, you are on the wrong track. Not that you have to become Hiranyakasipu. You can work somewhere and you can still be part of the Hiranyakasipu Parivar. But we have to get out of this place. How to get out? What do we do to get out of this place? First of all, you should know we have to get out. Samsara Dava. We feel like that? Not with LG. Life is good. What? Life is... See how they get you. The newspapers, TV. They are all extremely clever impersonalists. They don't want you to think of Krishna and they don't want you to think of getting out of this place. If people start thinking about getting out of this place, they have to close their company. They have to? So they have to tell you life is good. You have any chance to understand life is not good? No chance. They don't give any chance. They load you with things to do right from the childhood. You have no time to think your life. Like that. Constantly. We appreciate Western civilization. We say they are very punctual, they are very efficient. Isn't it? They have better roads, you know, better communication, better this, better that. So once somebody asked Prabhupada, why our ISKCON is not as good as IBM or GE? What? Why our ISKCON is not as good as IBM? Prabhupada said, because they said it's very efficient organization. Why? IBM is very. So Prabhupada said, just one sentence. What is the use of going to hell efficiently? Just one sentence. What is the use of going to hell efficiently? Only he can say that. Nobody can say such thing. We are all... That's why it said, this avidya, it covers our eyes from seeing the reality. Therefore, with your senses, you can never come to the conclusion that you are on the wrong path. You cannot. Because you cannot come to the conclusion you are on the wrong path, therefore you are asked to surrender. The entire system that Krishna has arranged is that everyone must be surrendered to somebody. And that person must be surrendered to somebody. And finally that person must be surrendered to Krishna. This is the system. You can call it Varnashram, you can call it any ashram. Or you can call it no ashram. What? The principle is every jiva must be surrendered to, even if it is another jiva, doesn't matter. Even if it is another jiva, doesn't matter. As long as that jiva is surrendered. So I just quoted one principle of Madhvacharya's. There where he makes it very clear. The jiva souls are by nature servants of the Supreme Lord Hari. See, every jiva is a servant. Every jiva is a... What? Every jiva is a... You can surrender to any jiva as long as that jiva is surrendered to another jiva. But the problem is, it should reach Krishna. That link, chain should reach. But if all of us are surrendered to the Chief Minister and Prime Minister and they are not surrendered to Krishna, you are finished. It is useless democracy. What? People are also surrendered to live in the city. There are so many rules that you have to follow. They are surrendered to so many rules of the city. But the problem is, the person who is in charge of the city, he is not surrendered to Krishna. That is when Mahabharata war took place. Because Krishna wanted somebody who is surrendered to him and be the king. Duryodhana was not willing to be surrendered to Krishna. So all our struggle, if it does not culminate in following the person who is following Krishna, samaye eva kevalam. Dharma svanishtita pumsam visvakshena katasuyam na utpadayet ratihim samaye eva kevalam. So all that you people are doing all around, if it does not serve Krishna, if it does not serve a pure devotee, tattva darshi, that tatvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshite jnanam yanina tattva darshina. Even if God is not present, it doesn't matter. In this verse, he said, Triyugi. The Lord is not present in Kali Yuga. So it's a disadvantage. The Lord is not present. It's a disadvantage or not? What do you think? Huh? The disadvantage or not? If God is not present. So no. As long as Tattva Darshi is there, no problem. So Madhvacharya says one more thing. What he says? The truth may be known by pratyaksha, direct perception, anumana, inference or logic, shabda, spiritual sound or Vedic authority. That is Tattva Darshi. Vedic authority. Tattva Darshi means Vedic authority. So Guru Sadhu Shastra. If I can't see Krishna Leela, and if I am not attracted to Krishna Leela, it doesn't mean I cannot become Krishna conscious. You can surrender to Tattva Darshi. You can be Krishna conscious. That is the whole evam parampara praptam. That is the whole system. Don't ask where is Krishna. Don't ask have you seen God. Don't ask where is God. Ask who knows God. That is how Prabhupada created this whole society. Not that we all know Krishna. We don't know Krishna. But how this society is running? Because Prabhupada knows Krishna. Is that good enough or not? That Prabhupada knows Krishna is good enough or not? What do you think? Huh? We are lucky at least one person knows Krishna. You are lucky, one person knows Krishna. Of course, when you go to Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will explain to you how there are Ananta Koti Vaishnavas. We should not come under the illusion created by the modern society, thinking that this is what is actually I should spend my time and energy on. We should not come to that conclusion. Therefore, it is also said, there are two categories of jiva, liberated and illusions. Unless you are very clear about this point, that this is like a coconut shell inside and there is no light here. The sun and the moon. Krishna says, no, what is that? In my planet there is no? What? Na sashanko na pavaka. Yad gatvala nivartante tad dhama paramam. So we are interested in Delhi Dhamma, not Vrindavan Dhamma. What? We are interested in Chicago, New York, Johannesburg, Adelaide. How many planes are flying? Good heavens. You know how many planes are flying? How many? Any idea? Do you know how many planes are flying? My God. Amazing. Amazing, it's unbelievable. Don't think this metro is a big expense. This is peanuts. There are much bigger expenses going on with airplanes. Ah, non non-stop planes are taking off and landing, Going where? Where are they going? Where all these people are going? Very chic, very posh. You walk into the airport, you will never think about going back home, back to Garden. It's so good. Much better than what Vishwakarma can do. Wow. Amazing. There's a good reason why we are illusioned. It's a good reason. Not for nothing we are illusioned. Unless you come to the point of surrendering to a pure devotee, forget it. Nothing is going to help you. So that's the key point. Key point is, with your judgment, with your senses, you can't break out of this. You just cannot. Tattvam pusha napavrunu satya dharma yadrishyate. Apavrunu means what? Kindly remove the covering, your illusory covering. What is that? What is that Gita verse? Krishna says, Muda. Yoga Maya Samavrata. Avrata means what? Covering. And Apavrano means remove the covering. Tattvam Pushan Apavrano. Prabhupada says Pushan. Pushan means what? One who nourishes our spiritual life. One who nourishes our. So he's telling Pushan, you are the nourisher. I'm weak. So nourish me by removing this covering. Show me your wonderful face. Satya dharma yadrishyate. We just can't pretend. We have to come to grips. We are really handicapped. And the society in which we are living, it promotes people to be handicapped. Many things we can say, how the society is cheating. I'm not going to get into that. How much time we have? Till 9. Okay. I'll just give you one or two examples and then we'll go. How many of you seen a $100 bill? $100 note, how many of you seen? Not seen? Not at all? 100 rupee note. Okay, what is the dimension of a 100 rupee note? What is the dimension? How many centimeters long and how many centimeters wide? What it is made up of? Paper. It's made up of paper. So if you buy a 60 page notebook, how much it will cost? Take 15 rupees. How many pages? And for this piece of small paper, you give more value. That's also paper, this is also paper, no? You understand the point? Is it clear? Point is clear? 60 page notebook, even if it, let's say it costs 50 rupees, still less than 100 rupees, no? Now why this 100 rupees glorified? The 60 pages, that's also paper, this is also paper. Because you have faith in this bogus authority, you think 60 pages are less important? Only this is more important. You have so much faith in that. Non-Vedic authority. What? You have so much faith in the non-Vedic authority. So with that paper, they make you run around. piece of paper makes you run around. You are ready to kill friend, enemy, stranger. Ready to kill people for that. And ready to kill yourself. Just for that piece of paper, which is bogus stuff. Whereas, in Krishna's economics, there is no paper money. In Krishna's economics, there is no... Do you need money to buy things? Yes or no? Huh? Can you live without money? Yes or no? अरे आपको आम खाना है ठीक है, आम का पेड़ है, तो आम का पेड़ में जाके आप कितना पैसा रखोगे? पेड़ जड़ में, जड़ में कितना पैसा रख के आप पेड़ को बोलेंगे मैं चार माह में आम ले लूं? आम का पेड़ की जड़ में पैसा रख के आप लेती हो आम? क्या करती हो? अरे बाजू वाले का घर आम का पेड़ है, कम से कम उधर तो पैसा रखो। अपना पेड़ है तो ठीक है, अपने पैसा नहीं रखी, पर बाजू वाले घर का आम का पेड़ है उधर तो पैसा रख के लेना चाहिए। और पेड़ क्या करेगा पैसा लेके? आपका पैसा लेके पेड़ क्या करेगा? हाउ डज इट मेक सेंस टू रन आफ्टर मनी? हाउ डज इट मेक सेंस? Because everything we want is supplied by Krishna. And we don't pay anything. When Krishna supplies, you don't pay. And when Krishna wants you to serve Him, He has not said, you know, put $1 million in the hundi. He never says that. He says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Because He knows what He has given you. He has given you Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. So He's asking you, offer that to me. So everything is created by Krishna, is owned by Krishna, and out of love we partake, and before that out of love we offer it to Krishna. That is how it should be. So where is the question of money? So this is another illusion. I have told this before, right? Let me say one more thing. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. So what is the meaning of Adama? Huh? What? Dama means what? Adama means one who lives outside Vrindavan. He is not in Dama. What? Dama. He is not living in the Dama. So those who are running after money, they are all Adamas. Because they are not in Vrindavan, you don't need money. Surabhi Rabi Pala Yantram. Kalpa Vriksha. What? Krishna never gave us this economy, He never gave us this technology, He never gave any of this thing, this education. He's not giving any of this. He's not giving any of this. So if you buy this, you are finished. Why we say Suddha Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta? What is Suddha Bhakta? No misconceptions. Suddha Bhakta means? So this factory civilization, city life, these are all artificial creations by the demons. Jesus Christ said, you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. Huh? Mammon. Mammon means, in the Bible it is said, you cannot serve God and if you are running after money, you cannot remember Krishna. If you remember Krishna, you won't run after money. That means your focus should not be just that. And if you are on a slow track, if you are following living in the city is the worst way of living human life. That's the worst way of living human life. You cannot be in a mode of goodness. Therefore, it is recommended to live in the Dham, because there is some idea that Griha Kshetra Sutta Aptavitte. Can somebody go to... But nowadays the funny thing is that people go to say, oh, I have my flat in Vrindavan. Ah, I see. You have your flat in Vrindavan. Where is the question of yours in Vrindavan? So we are corrupting even that idea that Vrindavan is... Of course, there is a dispute going on, Vrindavan belongs to Radha or Krishna. That's okay. That's okay. Let them fight it out. But to say you have a flat in Vrindavan. And what to speak of, you are not living there. At least if you live in Vrindavan and say it's my flat, okay. Chalo. Maan liya. But you don't even live there. So Adama means one who has a flat but doesn't live there. See, you have to really get under the... They have got a very element, this currency system, this education system. All this system are just to fool you. Thinking that this is how you have to go. So Prabhupada has a hard time trying to get us out of this mess. Hard time. It's an elaborate thing. How they control. Wow. The idea of I'm a free citizen, free country, it's total bunk. It is proven that every email you send can be accessed by your enemy, which is the government. Government is the first enemy of the citizen. You cannot move your finger without government taking note of it. I don't know whether Paramatma is everywhere or not, but the government is everywhere. Recently, the American government was embarrassed because it was looking into the personal communications of another country's leader. And that leader was about to visit US. That leader cancelled. How can you go into my personal communication? Where is the freedom? For a leader of a country, he cannot have communication without America snooping into it. There is no freedom. And we are all thinking, I am free. You are bound by your own asha bandha, plus you are bound by government rules and regulations. There is nothing free. You can't even think free. So sometimes it seems very harsh when you tell people everything else is bogus. So therefore, Krishna says, okay, okay, take your time, take your time, take your time, take your time. But it cannot be compromised and diluted. Initially, you may be given some concession. As I told you, see, normally, for us, relationship means with another human being. I have to tell you this. Krishna says, Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam. I am the friend of... I am the friend of everyone. But what we say? Dog is man's best friend. What we say? Dog is man's... Arey Baba, Krishna is telling I am the best friend and you are telling dog is the best friend. This is how they change your lifestyle. Not only we worship our body, we worship our city. What? You think we're all worshiping city? You know what a mayor in the olden days, in the English system, sometimes we say, you know, Your Excellency, right? Like that we address. So the mayor of a city, you know what is an addressing something? Addressing, that means title. Address means what? Title. You know, governors, sometimes they are all, Your Excellency, His Excellency, they say. So what is the title for mayor in the British system? The worshipful mayor. What? The worshipful. You may not even have heard this. Worshipful mayor. And mayor is generally a person who looks after the city. Mayor is a person who is in charge of a city. So you are worshipping somebody who is taking care of the city. This is how our modern civilization is built. Every little thing adds. Okay, there is a new railway station, there is a new airport, there is a new post office, there is a new police station, there is a new this, there is a new that. All that means our energy is going in beautifying this city. Which is part of the illusion, because your body is in this city, your city, that city becomes so important. I know there is something about Delhi ke bare mein kuch. They have some nice saying about Delhi. I don't know, I forget what it is. So every city has the Chandigarh is called the beautiful city. What? Chandigarh, they have like, as you enter the Chandigarh, they'll say the beautiful city. And they have some other name for some cities, I forget. The Pink City. Like that, they have some names for different cities. Huh? But Delhi is Green City. And what about the Big Apple? Big Apple? Which city is that? New York. New York of the Big Apple. So everybody is so proud of their city. Why? Because you are proud of your body. Just as you want to beautify your body, you want to beautify the city. So it's all Asat Krishna. It's all Ashava. So unless you get inside every little trick these demons are creating, and then you break out of that. Already Krishna has made it difficult. He has made it like a hard coconut shell with another covering. Do you believe what Krishna says? This material creation is like dark, half filled with water, there's no light, airtight. Do you believe this description? This is the description Prabhupada I just now read. You cannot come out of this. Shrama yehi kevalam. But even to understand that idea, I am struggling here for nothing. If you read Mukunda Mala, Sostra, King Kulishekar writes, how we are wasting our time not caring for Krishna. We have made this relationship in this world as the supreme importance. My family, my job, my business, my this, my that. But it's nothing belongs to you. Everything will be gone. But still, even though it is insecure situation, somehow you are convinced this is what gives you happiness and security. You are convinced somehow or other. Krishna says there is no security here. Will anybody believe? But I must say, Indirectly, they say there is no security in this country or in this world. Because you want to board a plane, my God. Even in Vaikuntha, there are only 7 doors. What? In Vaikuntha, there are only 7 security doors. What? To enter the airport. There are only 17 checks on you. What? You open your bag. I sometimes tell them, can you please check my heart? I tell the security, you got something to check, no? I said, just check. Let's see whether I'm a devotee or not. He laughs. You're checking so many things, why don't you check my heart? And where is the crime committed first? The crime is committed first in the heart. When the heart is polluted, it comes out of crime. They're checking everything else except the heart. But what we check the heart first. Does not matter how much of a sinner you are. What is that? Apichya Sudaracharo. Bajatema Manangyabhag Sadhureva. Once you give your heart to Krishna, you are no more a sinner. You are a sadhu. But we don't want to give our heart to Krishna. Our devotees also are encouraging you. They just say, okay, all right, you just give your money. Just become a lifelong. They're also encouraging you. Janmashtami ke liye itna dena, Rath Yatra ke liye itna. Huh? To stay in Maya. What if you take all the money in one shot? Then he will not only give you money, he will also join you. If you take all his money, you got the money also and you got him also. But there is no other way. Griha, Chetra, Sutta, Apta, Vitta, Aham, Mameti. That is the hard knot. Prabhupada says any other process is called blowing on the boil. It has been operated, not blowing. Yananjana shalakeha. So at least in principle, we must know that I am missing Krishna. No matter how many things I think I am having, I may have so many relationships in this world. Nice family, nice job, whatever it is you call nice. You call it nice, no problem. But why are you missing Krishna? Krishna is not nice. Krishna is nice or not? Huh? Can we convince everyone? If you convince people that Krishna is the nicest person, that's what Krishna says. Whoever preaches about me is the most dear to me. We say everything is nice, but not Krishna. That is illusion. Whereas the truth is, everything here is temporary, doesn't belong to you. Illusory. But we think this is our security. Opposite. Mrityu sarva harasyaham. Krishna will come to you as death. And then what will happen to all the things? But people think, oh, ye log to ghabrate hain. The fact. Because we cannot appreciate Krishna's dhamma, forever we will be condemned to stay here. Some people went to Vrindavan. I don't know nowadays it's better or not. In those days it used to be really very difficult for Americans to go and live in Vrindavan. They will say the water is salty. There is everywhere dust. Most of the trees have thorns. What? I said, but Prabhupada used to say so much about Vrindavan. Right? Prabhupada used to describe Vrindavan so nicely. So when they all came here, they said the water is salty. It is so difficult to get there. There is dust everywhere. And the trees are full of thorns. They said, Prabhupada, you used to say so much about Vrindavan, but this doesn't look like that. Prabhupada said, this is Krishna's special security arrangement. For non-devotees, it will look like this. It is Krishna's special security arrangement for the no non-devotee comes here. But when you become a devotee, then things will change. What? Sometimes Prabhupada used to say, you cannot go to Vrindavan by buying a ticket. What? You cannot go to Vrindavan by? So what does Prabhupada want us to know? He wants us to know, if you are not getting closer and closer and closer to Krishna, you are wasting your time. Because death is getting closer and closer to you. Death is getting closer and closer to you. And if you are not getting closer and closer to Krishna, death will get you. What? And you won't get Krishna. Death will get you before you get Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Sayanam. Iha Sansare. Ask people. You know what is the property price around Delhi? Not around. Around Delhi also is expensive. In Delhi. People love. They call it real estate. What? And Krishna calls it unreal estate. What? Unreal state. What? Unreal state. What? Not real estate, but unreal state. You have to be very, very smart to defeat these guys. They are very smart. They are very smart. They want to get you. They want you to surrender to them. They want you to work like a jackass. They want you to do this, they want you to do that. You want to see the people working in metro? God. No chance. People working for getting petrol from the seas? Ugra karma. I can assure you one thing. Whether you go, guys, go back home, back to Godhead or not, you got a fabulous life. You are living much, much nicer life than a billionaire can do. If you stay in the temple, your life, this kind of life, even a billionaire cannot. It's all fun here. Susukam kartumam. It's really great fun. Practicing Krishna consciousness is real fun. Working for metro is not. Working to get petrol from the seas is not. So these people are actually envious. They say, you guys, you don't know any damn thing that you got everything. So Prabhupada said, why should we work? Our father is such a rich man. Why should we work? If somebody has a rich father, should he work very hard? Unless he's an MBA. Unless he's an MBA, why should he work hard? And the funny thing is, at least we gave the women not to get caught in this. But the women say, no, no, we also want to work hard. They say, we also want to work hard. And they call it liberation. How funny. If you become slave to Krishna, you are free from all other nonsense. What? By becoming slave to Krishna, you are free from so many other nonsense. But you don't become slave to Krishna, you are a slave to everything else. But you have to study very carefully. You have to study very, very carefully. Because Krishna means based on spirit soul and the needs of the spirit soul. Therefore, Navavidha Bhakti is good enough to keep all of us in relation with Krishna, even if Krishna is not present. Even if Krishna is not present in Kali Yuga, if you follow Navavidha Bhakti, we have full relationship with Krishna. We have full relationship with Krishna if you follow Navavidha Bhakti. But if you don't follow Navavidha Bhakti, you can have 100 million relatives. But everyone is a problem. Griha Chetra Sutta Aptavittai Janasya Mohoyam Ahamohi. So the solution to the problem is becoming Krishna conscious. You are inside a coconut. You can't break out on your own. You know, in South Indian temples, along with the puja articles, there has to be a coconut. Why? You can't break it. What is the puja? You can break it. You have to carry it as it is. What? You have to carry it as it is. Then pujari says, okay, break this thing. And then offers it. So you are out of coconut. There's a significance. Actually breaking coconut, even our Rath Yatra and other functions, we break a coconut. Why do we break a coconut? Why do we break a coconut in the functions? Rath Yatra mein, aur kahin jagah mein. To todte na nariyal. Kyon todte hai nariyal? Nariyal represents the dark ignorance. Like our ego. What? So when the coconut is broken and offered, our false ego is broken and offered to Krishna so that we can have the real ego. We can have the Krishna conscious ego. What? Not that we won't have ego. We will have ego. Not false. Not this temporary. We have a real ego. I am a servant of Krishna. I have a relationship with Krishna. Then only you can give up this world. You cannot give up this world unless you have a relationship with Krishna. You cannot give up. You will feel insecure. What does Krishna say? Ananda chinta yanto ma yajana pariyupasate tesha vrityadi yukta na yogakshyamu maham yaham. You don't have to carry cash. Yogakshyamu maham yaham. Ananda chinta yanto ma. Samshayatma. If you doubt, so at least there must be certain number of people who can live without money. That means they don't have to worry about it. The society should support certain number of people. Let's call them brahmacharis, sannyasis, devotees. So there must be a certain number of people who don't have to work and earn money. They should be supported to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Like in a spear, what is the most important part in a spear? The arrowhead. What? Sharp, pointed spear. And the rest of it is to support that. So when the spear is thrown, if the point is sharp, arrowhead is strong, it won't pierce. Like that brahmacharis, sannyasis, they are like arrowhead. What? So they can pierce through the maya. And the rest of the spear can go along. So if a society supports the sannyasis and brahmacharis to pierce through the maya, the rest of the society can go through that. That means they lead through the Maya. They break through the Maya. So therefore they should not be said, why are you not getting a job? Why are you not working? Arey Baba, वो तो आपका रास्ता बता रहा है. आप कैसे बाहर आ रहे हैं? वो काम कर रहा है. Support. So if you support the sannyasis and brahmacharis to pierce through the Maya, the rest of the spear can go through. So they are the arrowhead. So therefore Prabhupada said support. Support the devotees. Let them preach. Let them not be bound to these mundane rules and regulations. Let them be free from these mundane rules and regulations. So therefore the duty of all others who are on the slow track, they cannot pierce through. So they help the brahmacharis and sannyasis to pierce through. So they are like children of the society. So they will lead the way. So that is why Prabhupada created this whole society, temples, sannyasis, brahmacharis, devotees, so that everyone can push through this. Even without God being present, Prabhupada has given us this godly arrangement. Prabhupada said, this ship is going back home, back to Godhead, stay on it. So ISKCON is taking us back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is the captain. Stay on it. So all others are helping. So that we can, the devotees can lead the way. So Prabhupada's unique, wonderful, great contribution is to have a worldwide institution. People everywhere can join this. And ISKCON can lead the way. And pierce through all these, the demons, the atheists, all these people, they put so many, you know, illusions around us. But ISKCON can pierce through our illusions. That is why Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. That is why Satsang. That is why Vaishnava Association. That is why deity worship. That is why Prasadam. That is why all other activities. Because this is taking us to the real world. From this temporary, illusory world which can never belong to us. This world can never belong to us. Never. And you can never be satisfied with whatever this world offers you. You can never be satisfied. So even while we are living in this world with our so-called commitments and so-called responsibilities, let us give a big push so that ISKCON can lead. We can break through this. Otherwise who will tell us that you are living inside a coconut? Only Prabhupada is very kindly telling you are living inside a coconut. No light, no air. So therefore we worship. Chakshudana diloye janme janme prabhu. Therefore we worship Prabhupada. He gave us the open our eyes, Chakshudana. So I thank you all very much. So it's a pleasure to come to Panjai Bhag temple and associate with devotees. They are so enthusiastic, so fixed up. It gives me great encouragement. Thank you all. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hridaya Gaur Premanande.